Hello everyone and welcome to a Getting God's Girls episode. I'm Shiloh and today I'm doing a podcast by myself, which I haven't done for a while. We still have a lot more interviews coming, but today's podcast is just me. And so I really felt like I should share about this because it's something that I've been dealing with and struggling with and just debating. And yesterday I actually finished all my college and university courses, and so it's completely done, which is just crazy. Even waking up this morning, I was like, wow, just crazy to not have school to do, you know? And when you're in school, if you are currently in school or you were in school, you remember the stress of like, oh, I have to do this assignment. Oh, now I have to do this. Oh, did I practice this? Oh, am I in this musical? Do I have to memorize this? You know, different things like that. Or for me, who was in a college program, it was a music program. So I had to do a lot of like piano and singing. And there were not really many essays except in a course called Introduction to Christian Worldview. But the long and the short of it is I have been just the past year just been honestly, in a way you could say it was fighting God, because that's what we tend to do when we want God to give us a different answer than he gave us. And so for me, or actually no, I'm going to bring us to a story in the Bible first. And the story in the Bible is of Noah and the ark. And so God had told Noah to go build an ark. Now, let's just think back then. Imagine you were Noah and you were like, build an ark? What? Like, if God told you, put yourself in Noah's position. If God told you to build an ark, wouldn't you be like, what? Why would I need to build an ark? That's crazy. Like, it doesn't rain. And it didn't rain until the flood, apparently. So, all that to say, it's just absolutely like Noah must have been like, wow, okay. And if he didn't accept the calling that God placed on his life, he would have died in the flood. He would have died in the flood. And so maybe God has placed a calling on your life. And he's placed something in you that you don't want to do. Or maybe you do want to do it, but you're still struggling with it and you're stressing about it. And you're like, where am I supposed to be? Well, where you're supposed to be is in the same position as Noah. When people was calling Noah names and saying to him, oh, you're crazy for wanting to do this. You're crazy for wanting to go into this area. You're crazy for building the ark. You're crazy for building such a big ark. What do you even think is going to happen? And they had all of these things to say about Noah. And maybe you have people around your life who are saying to you, oh, you know, it's crazy that you wanted to go into that. And you felt like you heard God tell you to go into something. Well, what do you think you should do? Do you think you should be like Noah and follow the calling and the thing that God has asked you to do? Or do you think you should just listen to everyone else and just say to God one day in heaven, be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I listened to what everyone else told me to and not what you told me to. Like, no, we don't want to have to say that to God and tell him that we didn't want to go into what he wanted us to just because of the people around us. So how does this relate to me and how was I struggling with this? So let's go back to last year, February, when I was in Jamaica. I felt God tell me to go into real estate. And you know those bold moments where you're like, I know God told me to go into this? That was one of those moments for me. And I was sure, and I knew that God had told me to go into real estate. And so you might be saying, how do you hear God? But there's a lot of ways that you can hear God, but just the main point of that is that God speaks to you how you're going to understand. And so it was just crazy, like, the way that he spoke to me, like, I started bawling, and I was just crying, because I was, like, waiting for this answer for so long. So I came back, and from Jamaica, and I knew that God had told me this, and there were, like, two specific times in my life where I felt God tell me that I could go into something, and one of those times was real estate in Jamaica, and the other time was God saying yes to me being able to date my boyfriend currently, and to marry him and to spend the rest of my life with him. And I had prayed about that for a full week, for 7 days straight. And I was like asking my God, he is my God, but he's God. I asked him every morning. I said, God, can I marry him? Can I be with him? Because if it's not your will and if it's not something you want me to do, I don't want it. And so that was just a huge step, like surrendering whatever it is you want to God and just saying, God, I give you my life, you know? So anyway, we are in, February last year, end of February, I come back home. I was like, oh, I'm going to go into real estate. And people are like, you're too young. And it's hard to hear when your family or people that are really close to you and who you want to be on your side and you want to be like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, you should go for it. And they don't say that to you, you know? And so I was told this by a bunch of different people, by people around me that said, oh, you shouldn't go into this, even family members. And they're like, no, don't go into this. You're too young. Do you think people are going to buy from you? Whatever, whatever. So then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know what? They're right. I'm too young. Probably people won't buy houses from me. You know, I did hear God say it, but whatever. So I thought that for a while. And then it was, I believe, last summer, I put my, like, the letter that you give them to be accepted, and they accepted me to their school of real estate. And when I got accepted, I didn't feel peace about it. And I didn't feel like I was supposed to go into it. And I was like, okay, so I feel like obviously God's not wanting me to go into this right now. So anyway, I end up going to a music program for the past year. And during this past year, it's been such a struggle for me. It's been like, do I go into this? Everyone around me saying no. Everyone saying that. I've heard a lot of statistics in Ontario. 87% of people did not actually they made like a profit between 1 and 5 houses. And the rest, which is the other 13%, they're the ones who made all the other houses that were sold. Because it was a bad year last year. And I was like, how am I supposed to do this? How are people going to look at me? And so I've been like debating and struggling with this for the past year. So anyway, less than 2 months ago, I decided to reach out to different real estate companies and just talk to them. And a lot of people have said to me, you know what, you're too young. You know, I don't know. The real estate field is too hard to get into, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like Noah. Noah was told by God to build the ark. And all the people around him are like, you're crazy, Noah. You really think you could do that? You know how big that's going to be? You know how much time that's going to take? And Noah just continued. And I feel like that's where we've got to stop and reflect. And we got to look at what we have and how far God has taken us. And if God has called you in this area, who is anyone else to stop what God has called upon your life? Who are they? They're nothing. Because what God's placed upon your life, he's placed upon you, not on them. They don't see the calling that God's placed in your life with it. They don't see the way that you could be good in these areas. But all they see and all that they look at is, oh, I don't know if they're going to make that much money. And so I spoke to so many people and they just like keep like saying to me, oh, yeah, you know, it's a really hard field. You know, we have way too many real estates. Real estate agents and all this type of stuff. So the point of it is that a lot of people said no to me, just like a lot of people said no to Noah and thought Noah was crazy and people think I'm crazy. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. And so actually this past week on Monday, like this week on Monday, I had talked to somebody and they were telling me how you can't get into real estate and I won't be good at it and whatever, whatever. And they didn't say I wouldn't be good at it. They just said it's a super hard field to get into. And if you want to work, then you got to work 12-hour days and things like this. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. And so it comes to Tuesday and I have an exam on Tuesday. It's a piano exam with one of my teachers and he's a Christian. And so I'm talking to him and I was like, I said to him, I'm like, how do you know what to do like with your life? I said something along those lines because he's moving away to Texas. And I was like, what, how do you know that's from God and different things like that? And then in the exam, I'm literally just talking to him about me wanting to go into real estate. And he goes, well, if that's what you want to do, he goes, like, do it. He goes, I've talked to people who are millionaires now. They're millionaires. And when they were your age, they were back in your position. And if they didn't take that step and they didn't step forward and they didn't do it, they wouldn't be where they are today. They wouldn't be where they are today. And so my encouragement for you is if God's telling you to step into an area and people think you're crazy and people look at you and they're like, nah, you can't do this, be like, thank you for your opinion. And, or no, you don't even have to say that. You could just say thank you and leave it and go back to God. Go back to the person who told you to go into this. And so on Tuesday, he says this to me and he goes, I can connect you with this lady. And he tells me this lady's name. And she just so happens to live in the exact same area that I live in. And he goes, she has a really young team. He goes, people are around your age. Her son's doing real estate and he's your age. And he was just telling me all of this stuff, my teacher or my professor. And I was just like so encouraged because I had just been through such a rough time with talking to real estate agents and them just discouraging me and telling me that they don't need more people in the real estate field and, you know, who wants to train new people and just things like that, which is so negative. And then when you talk to other people who you really care about their opinions, they say similar things to that. So anyway, he really lifted me up, like by just saying those things to me on Tuesday. So anyway, Wednesday comes along and someone says to me, she goes, oh yeah, you look like a real estate agent, she says to me, or something like that. And then Thursday comes, and Thursday was yesterday. And so in the morning, with different people and talking to them, they're like, oh, what are you going to do? Because yesterday was my last day of school. And so I said to them, I was like, oh, there was this one guy I was talking to, and I was like, oh, I'm going to real estate. And he goes, you'd be perfect for that. He goes, you have the total, like, outfit and everything for it. And then I talked to other people, and they're like, oh, yeah, you'll be great in this field. You'll be great. And they said that to me a bunch of times. And I was really encouraged by that yesterday. And then I went out with this one lady. And it was such a blessing to be able to talk with her. And so we went out for bubble tea, which I love bubble tea. I don't know if you've tried it before, but passion fruit is the best one. Passion fruit green tea. And so I went out with her and she was telling me about how her family, she's from Nigeria, and her family, her brother's a doctor, her sister makes thousands and thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And her other brother is a lawyer. And then I think she has another sibling. And she was saying how they all went into these fields and her dad wanted her to become a lawyer. So she went to school to become a lawyer, but the calling that God had placed on her life was to be in music. So she got the 4-year degree and everyone says, oh, you know, you need to go into being a lawyer because you can't make money with music. But guess what she's doing now? She's following the calling and she says the peace that she has following the calling of God, the calling that God has placed on her life, is more than any money could buy in the world. Because peace only comes from Christ. It doesn't come from the money you have. It doesn't come from the things that you own. It doesn't come from how many people you know. And she made this quote yesterday. And she said, a person that has God and has everything isn't better than a person that has God and has nothing. And it's better to be the person that doesn't have as much and is following the calling that God has placed on your life than to be doing something else that God hasn't told you or hasn't called you to do. And when God calls you to something, do you not think that God's going to help you be successful if you're following his ways? Do you not think that God's going to be there with you the entire time through everything and through it all? Because he is. Maybe that's the encouragement you need today, hearing that God has placed a calling on your life. Not only has he placed it on your life, but he has a plan for it. And people around you may say what they want, but the one person that you need to focus on is God. It's like if you're in a tube. I don't know if you've ever been in one of those tubes that you have are at water parks, and they shut the tube, and there's the floor below you, and the floor drops so that you can drop through the slide. But before they do that, you have to get into it, and like your arms are crossed, touching either one of your shoulders, and they close the capsule. And when they close the capsule, then you know, you're like, it's actually stressful. And so they close the capsule, and he's like, oh no, okay, this is stressful. Like, especially if you're claustrophobic. And So anyway, the point of the story is that you may be claustrophobic and you may be like, oh no, what am I going to do? What's going next? But then the floor drops. And once you're in that field and the floor drops and you just go straight through and it's just so easy and it's just such a fun ride on the slide, it's going to be like that for you. You know, follow what God has placed on your life. If you get anything from this, follow what God has placed on your life. Be like Noah. Noah was an amazing, mighty man of God, and he followed the calling God placed in his life. If he had listened to other people, like I said, he would have died. And like the lady had said to me yesterday, there's a peace that comes with knowing you're in the place that God has called you to be in. So anyway, that's something I've really been dealing with. And even this morning, like, yesterday, like, she encouraged me so much, and I was like, okay, I'm going into real estate. And then this morning, my family was talking, and they're talking about different things, and then, like, what they were saying about, it was a completely different topic. Just, like, the thought came into my head, oh, what if that happens to me? Oh, what if this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, we can't live in fear. We can't live with the what ifs, or could it happen, or blah, blah, blah. No. Follow the calling God has placed on your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all the listeners. I thank you, Lord, for showing me through different people this, Lord. Through two of my professors at my school about this, for the encouragement they gave me. Thank you for blessing them, Lord. I pray for the people listening to this, Lord. They might be in the place where I was. Where I was like, I don't know where you want me. I don't know what you want me to do. And once you gave me the answer, I ignored it. And so I pray, Lord, that they don't ignore what you have placed on their life and what you have told them to do, but that they do it. And they do it excellent, with excellency, and they do it very well done. And so, Lord, I just pray for everyone that they would follow the calling you have placed on their life, that they wouldn't be swayed by people like I was, but that they would only listen to your voice and what you have told them to do. And I pray that you would bring the people around them to encourage them in the area that you want them to go into, Lord. Maybe it's an area with a lot of money, and maybe it's an area that is not a lot of money. But either way, Lord, when we put our life in your hands, you always like come through. So thank you so much, Jesus, for everything. Thank you, God, for just being there for us, for helping us, guiding me, and just your patience with us. Lord, I thank you for today, And I thank you for helping and blessing each one that's listening to this, that you would provide everything that they need to be able to be in this field that you've called them to be, or to be a missionary, or do whatever it is that you've called them to do. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much all for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and hope you come back for more. All right, bye for now.